Mother found a baby, a very small baby, a very strange-looking baby, tiny, 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 with long, wild hair. Now, Mother found the baby when she was working in her garden. She heard a sound underneath the broad leaf of a nearby bush. And when she walked toward it and the sound grew louder, Mother was afraid. What would make such a sound? Mother lifted up that leaf and there was that baby. It looked like no other child she had ever seen and sounded like no other baby she had ever heard. And Mother had heard a lot of babies. You see, she had a very big family. Well, Mother picked up that baby gently, strange but still a child, and she looked around to see who might have lost a child. There was no one around. And so Mother carried that baby to the shade of a nearby tree. She wrapped the baby in the soft cloth she had used to carry her noonday meal. And as she worked in her garden, all through the day, she kept an eye on that little baby. When no one came to look for the child, Mother picked the child up herself and carried that strange little baby home to her family. Now she showed the baby to some of the sisters and brothers, the ones whose hearts were wise, and they said, "Mother, what a dear, kind woman you are to care for a baby so, different." Father looked at the baby and said, "Mother, what a good heart you have to tend to a child that is so, unique." But other sisters and brothers who only thought they were wise, the kind of sisters and brothers we would now call smart Alex, well, they looked at that baby and they said, "Ooh, Mother, that is the ugliest baby I have ever seen. Why did you bring that thing home with you? No, 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 don't put it too close to me. Some of that ugly might rub off on me. Mother, that is a horrible-looking thing. If you're not going to take it back, if you won't put it back under that bush, the least you could do, Mother, dear, is to cut that ugly hair." But one child looked at this baby in a different way. This was the daughter that had been nicknamed Foolish, because when family had selected places to tend, parts of the field on that farm on which they would work, Foolish had chosen only the sandy path from the door to the road as her land to tend. And her sisters and brothers had thought that was silly. The smart Alex thought she was just downright stupid. Father had tried to advise her that she could plant nothing there. But Foolish chose the sandy path from the door to the road, and she swept it smooth every day. For that selection, she had gained the nickname Foolish, but when Foolish looked at this strange little child with the long, wild hair, she said to her mother, "Mother, I feel the wind. I hear it wailing. I feel the earth. It is shaking. Mother, something is wrong. You should take that baby back to the place where you found him. And please, Mother, please, don't cut his hair." Well, Father gave suggestions on what might be done with this little child. The wiser brothers and sisters tried to advise Mother on taking the child back. Those smart alecky sisters and brothers just insisted that Mother should cut the ugly hair. But Foolish said, "Mother, no, no, no. I can feel it. I can hear the wind wailing. I can tell the earth, it is now shaking. Mother, please, quickly, Take the child back where you found him, and don't cut his hair. But Mother's family was beginning to argue, and she wanted to end this disagreement. And so Mother cut that little child's hair. And right then, the wind began to wail, and the earth began to tremble and shake. And down the road that led to Foolish's sandy path came the sound of tiny little feet stomping down that road, getting closer and closer, coming up the sandy path and reaching the door, never knocking, just kicking the door open. And there stood the little people who had walked up the sandy path on their backward feet. And they gathered around Mother, and they looked at her. Then each one pointed to her and said, "Where is the baby you have stolen from us?" "Excuse me," said Mother. "Stolen? I have never stolen a thing in my life. But I found a baby abandoned near my garden, lying on the ground underneath a broad leaf."
"We do not abandon our children," said the little people. "We set him there so that he could learn something of the world. That is our way, and if you knew anything about our people, you would know that."
"Well, I don't know your ways," said Mother. "I'm sorry, I don't know your people, but I know that your child is safe." She went into her room, and she brought back that strange little baby. She showed the baby to the little people, who screeched and wailed and called out to her,
"What have you done? You have cut his hair. By cutting his hair, you have cut his powers. He will never be what he might have been because of you, and for that, you must be punished, unless, perhaps, you could put his hair back the way you found it."
"Put back his hair," said Mother. "I can't put his hair back on. Once it's cut off, it's gone. But the child is fine. The child is safe. There's nothing wrong with him."
"You have cut his hair,"
said one little person, as that little person got closer and closer.
"And for that, you will be punished."
Well, Father tried to give suggestions on some way things could be settled, and those sisters and brothers who were a little bit wiser tried to explain Mother had done what she thought was right. The smart alecky ones, they just said, "Please, please, please, don't hurt our mother. Oh, please." Which didn't help at all. Well, Foolish stepped in front of her mother, and she looked at all those little people. She said to the one who was closest, "You can't touch my mother. She did not mean to do anything wrong. She did not understand. This was no crime that she committed. She was trying to help your little child. You cannot punish my mother for committing a crime unless you take care of the crime that you have committed. For you have walked down my sandy path toward the door. You never asked my permission. And you have left your little footprints all over my sand. No, you cannot touch this woman, my mother, until you put my sandy path back the way you found it." Well, little fingers snapped, and in little hands appeared little brooms. And the little people walked out the front door on their backward feet and began to sweep their little footprints from the sand. Whish, 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 whish. When they were done, they turned around to walk back toward the house, but there were more footprints in the sand. And so they began to sweep again. Whish, 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 whish. And when they were done, they turned around to see how well the job had been done, and there were more footprints in the sand. And so they swept again, witchy, 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 witchy. Still more footprints. And they stepped again, witchy, 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 witchy. More footprints. They swept and swept, and as they swept, they stepped And of course, there were always more footprints in the sand. Finally, those little people walked back into the house, and they gathered around Foolish. Their brooms disappeared, and they said to her,
"Keep your mother. We will not punish her. We cannot make up for the crime that we ourselves committed. Take your mother. Just give us back our baby."
And when the strange little child was safely in one little person's arms, they all walked out of the house on their backward feet, down the sandy stepped-on path, down the road, and then they disappeared. Well, when they were gone, Foolish walked to the door. She looked both ways to make sure no one was watching. She picked up her broom there next to the door. She walked down the sandy path herself. She looked both ways on the road. No, no one was there. And so Foolish swept her sandy path clean, walking backwards from the road to the door. She made all the footprints disappear. And when she was done, her whole family praised her. Her mother and father embraced her. And no one ever called her Foolish again. For she carried her own kind of wisdom, a wisdom we call common sense. And you can find it, too, if you are willing to look for it in many places and many faces.